like to have kids too, which is a shame because I'm so talented. And you understand. I don't know what happened. A few years ago, I was like, yeah, I'll get to kids. And now it's like every day I wake up and my brain goes, you have goals. And my body's like, I'm empty, like all the time. I saw a baby in a fedora last week and I was like, I need to make something and put a hat on it right now. It came from somewhere inside me I didn't know existed. I felt like a young boy who'd just seen porn for the first time. Just like, what's happening to my body? I have to go home forever. I do still get annoyed with other people's kids, which I think will keep me empty a little bit longer. Like, my biggest pet peeve are those babies that wave at you from strollers. Have you seen these babies? They're strangers to you, but they wave like you owe them money or something. It's like, hi, don't engage, it's a trap. The same thing happens every time. Hi. 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 Hi, sweetie, how are you? You know why they laugh? Because they just wasted your time. They know one word, it's not a conversation. That's a dead end. That would be like me walking up to a French person like, bonjour. They get excited, start talking to me in French, and I just go, ha ha. Then a bigger person wheels me away in a carriage. Au revoir, asshole. You thought you made a friend, baguette. I do want to have kids, but I want to make sure before I have them that I have made enough mistakes so that I give great advice as a parent. You have to make mistakes, learn from them, and then you give amazing advice. My dad read his Bible every night. He got a scholarship to college. He married my mom, and then he had us. His advice was terrible. He'd be like, don't do that. And we're like, why? And he's like, I don't know, kid. I read it in a book. I've never really lived. Joel Osteen pose. My uncle was a drug-dealing alcoholic who got shot in the 90s. I listen to everything that man says. Because he can back it up. He's like, don't do that. Why? Because Uncle Larry pees sitting down now. Go play. I just don't want to be one of these people that has kids too soon before I think about what it's going to be like. Like, my biggest fear is the technology thing. Like, my kids are always going to have the internet. And don't get me wrong, I'm young. I had the internet pretty early. I got the internet just as I was going through puberty, which was awesome. I had a magic box I could hop on and be like, is this hairnormal.com? Upload picture. And then someone from Arkansas is like, you're probably fine. And I'm like, cool, I'm getting back on my bike. Like, I don't know what people did during puberty before the internet, just like read Judy Blum until they started tingling. Like, what happened? Can you imagine going through puberty in the 1300s? Back then you were alone. Something weird was happening downstairs. You're like, that's a little strange. Hope I'm not a witch. I can't go swimming. My daughter will always have the internet. From the time that she is born to the time she dies, she's always gonna have it. And I have to explain to her that the internet is the most beautiful, amazing, disgusting, horrifying thing in the universe. How do you do that in a balanced, measured way? Just like, hey, sweetie, have so much fun on the internet, talk to your friends, do your homework, but be careful, because a lot of people in there wanna kill you. Everyone on the internet wants to kill me. No, not everybody. Some of them are just nice kids from Arkansas who want to let you know your pubic hair is A-okay. But yeah, some of them want to wear you like a skin jacket. So just please look out for mommy, okay? But you met daddy on the internet. That's different. I met your daddy on a dating app. He sent me a very thoughtful emoji. And really saw me for me.
But how did you know daddy wasn't a bad internet person who wanted to kill you?
Look, you little bitch, I didn't, okay? I didn't, but mommy was going through a dry spell. Your daddy had nice shoulders, so I took a fucking chance. Tale as old as time. I just don't want to be somebody who has kids before I'm ready to have them. I have a friend who told me in the next year she either wants to get a dog or have a baby. I'm like, if you think those are the same thing, you are not ready for either one. A dog or a baby? That's like saying, yeah, I'm either gonna get a skateboard or my pilot's license. It's whatever I have time for. It is insane to me how easy it is to have and keep a baby. Like, if you get your appendix removed, they won't let you take it home. But if you have a baby, they're just like, here, you drop this. And you know there are days at the hospital, nurses look at each other like, are we gonna let this happen? They both have neck tattoos. One says fuck, one says babies. Either way they stand, it's bad news. Really? This is fine. This is fine with you. What were you gonna name her? Big Red after your truck. Yeah, we gotta do something. If you want to adopt a kid, you have to jump through so many hoops, but if you just have one, they're like, that's yours forever. No questions asked? That's insane. There's no exit interview on the way out of the hospital to make sure you're okay. Just like, hey, before we hand you a baby forever, can you put this metal bowl in the microwave for me? Some of us not clapping, I encourage you to go home and try that. Nobody tell them. I have a friend who has a 7-year-old, and she shouldn't. And she just bought him an iPhone. I'm like, for what? She's like, it's for protection. I'm like, get him a sword. You're a terrible mother. I said, do you punish this little prince? And she goes, yes. As a matter of fact, sometimes I will take away that iPhone for a whole week and make him use a flip phone. Yeah, a flip phone's a punishment now. All over the United States, there are little kids going, no! All I can play is Snake! That is not a punishment. Do you want to hear a real punishment? When I was a kid, I wasn't allowed to walk to school in the morning with my friends because my dad said I'd get abducted. But then anytime I forgot to do a chore, he would make me walk home from school alone as if to say, you don't want to do your dishes? Well, we don't care if you disappear this week. That's a punishment. That's why I'm up here.
Watch Taylor Tomlinson, Quarter Life Crisis, only on Netflix now.